Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Schools are back and holidays seem like a distant memory. And this is where the real work starts. And for school students everywhere, knuckling down to a new set of GCSEs or A-levels is what's in store for the next academic year. It's been another stunning set of results for Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate, and it's go time again. But first, let's just reflect on Results Day 2017.
Hello, I'm Kevin Aldershaw, I'm Head of College at Queen Ethelberger's.
Hello, I'm Norm McNeil, I'm Head of Faculty at Queen Ethelberger's.
We've had some excellent results across both college and faculty. In college, we've enjoyed 84% A star and A grades. And in faculty, 77% A star and A grades. But also, obviously, in faculty, we offer the BTEC course, and we're pleased to announce we've got 91% D star and D grades. D star is the equivalent of an A star at A level, and the distinction is the equivalent of an A, so both excellent results. It opens up a huge amount of opportunities for them to go off to university and into employment in the future.
So congratulations again for Queen Ethelberger's students and staff. But what goes into getting results like that?
When students want to come to the school, there are lots of different stages that they'll go through. Initially on application, we'll be interested in testing them, finding out their areas of natural ability. We'll use the results of that once they arrive to sit them down, have a chat to them, talk about all of the areas of interest, things that they might want to do in the future, possibly that they might want to study here while they're at school. And it's about them matching up all of their different aspirations into the sorts of courses that they're most likely to be successful on. So we spend a huge amount of time really designing bespoke courses that will meet the needs of the individual students.
One of the students who's just been through this process is doing so after receiving one heck of an opportunity.
I'm Esme Court-Johnston. I am just starting Year 12 at Queen Ethelberger's. So I was offered a full academic scholarship, and I've always been interested in QE for the amazing sports facilities and the results they get every single year. It's incredible. I really want to go into dentistry. I'm studying chemistry, 2 maths, so maths and further maths, and biology.
So Esme received an academic scholarship, which means she's already done a brilliant job of impressing the staff at Queen Ethelberger's. But is she feeling the pressure?
Yeah, I think it's normal to put a lot of pressure on yourself because you're expected to do really well. You come in on an academic scholarship, you should be getting the top grades. But the school's helped to show me that there's so many other things on offer here as well. So the sport, the music, the drama. So if I'm feeling the pressure too much, then there's extracurricular activities and always someone to talk to. I'm doing something on the Sports Elite programme. So I'm training with the boys' basketball team, and hopefully trying to pick up a bit of Spanish and school netball and hockey as well.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm guessing what you wanted to be when you were younger didn't end up as the final result. Who knows? Esme may go on to be a dentist, but should there be any change of plans, whatever the reason, the schools understand that, and flexibility is vital.
We pride ourselves in both schools, faculty and college, of looking at a sort of individual programme for each student at any given time. We have assessment windows every half term where we monitor the students and we look at how they're performing on their A-levels and BTECs. We also have a very good careers department here that also looks at whether their aspirations, whether they go to university or not, and what they need to achieve. So all the time we're tweaking their programmes. We then look at the destinations, where they want to go, what courses they want to do, and we change those around to suit the student at any given time.
Thousands of students have made it through Queen Ethelberger's and have gone on to do some brilliant things. So we talked to one of them.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a former pupil of QE and I'm now studying engineering at the University of Cambridge.
Around this time last year, we talked to Megan after she received some pretty incredible A-level results.
I think I got a full marks in 18 out of 20 modules. Yeah, which I was like so shocked and like happy about, obviously. But yeah.
So how is she finding the University of Cambridge?
It's been incredible. I mean, it's been one of the most amazing opportunities I've had. Definitely challenging. The workload is a lot. I spend many a days in the library just doing work, revising, going over lectures. But it's definitely rewarding work, and I've also had the opportunity to meet some amazing friends and incredible people from all sorts of backgrounds.
Megan has achieved some brilliant things so far, but if she could go back a few years and give herself some advice, what would she say?
Definitely sort of not to sweat the small stuff. I mean, at the time, I remember I was really stressed and I had all my friends and my family like, Meg, don't worry, you're going to get 3 stars and you're going to get into Cambridge. And I thought that was the last thing that was going to happen. I was never going to get that. And I thought people had these expectations on me, which I never reach. And I think looking back at it now, it's like all that pressure that I felt and all the stress I had, I was putting on myself. So definitely, yeah, just don't worry about the little things and just try and think positive and just keep on going, really. Don't leave it to the last minute. Revision takes time. Don't be cramming the day before, because that's just only going to add to your stress levels. Definitely just plan out your revision timetable, get it all like under your control, so it's in your own time, and when you sit the exam you feel like you've done the most you can and that you're prepared for it. And then whatever the outcome, the exam might not go your way, you just know that at the end of the day you couldn't have done anything different, and then you'll have no regrets if that is the case.
Great stuff from Megan there, who is currently studying at the University of Cambridge thanks to a brilliant time at Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate. If you'd like to find out more, just look online at qe.org.
Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.